In the day's other headlines, Illinois's attorney general reported that the sexual abuse of children by Roman Catholic clergy in the state was far more extensive than previously known. The investigation found 451 clerics sexually abused nearly 2,000 children between 1950 and 2019. That is four times more clergy members than the church had previously disclosed, although many of these cases are now too old to prosecute.
These perpetrators may never be held accountable in a court of law, but by naming them in this report, the intention is to provide the public with accountability, public accountability, and a measure of healing to survivors who have long suffered in silence.
The report also charged that Catholic dioceses failed to confront accused clergy and failed to warn parishioners. A judge in New York today set former President Trump's criminal trial for next March 25th in the thick of the presidential primary season. Mr. Trump is running again, and he threw up his hands in frustration as he heard the news. He appeared by video link to go over an order that bars him from using evidence in the hush money case to attack witnesses. If he violates that order, he could be held in contempt of court. A Russian court has ordered Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich to be held for another 3 months. He was arrested in March and accused of espionage. The Journal and the Biden administration have denied that claim. Gerskovich appeared at an April hearing, but today's session was not announced, and the U.S. State Department has said it's being denied regular contact with him.
We once again call on Russia to comply with their obligation to provide consular access to him. The claims against Evan are baseless, and we continue to call for his immediate release as well as for the immediate release of Paul Whelan.
Whelan is a retired U.S. Marine who is serving a 16-year sentence for espionage in Russia. The U.S. denies that charge as well. Meanwhile, Russia's military claimed it defeated a cross-border raid from Ukraine, killing more than 70 attackers. Moscow said Ukrainian soldiers carried out the raid in the Belgorod region. Kyiv said they were Russian dissidents. Today, an anti-Kremlin group released video of fighters driving in what purported to be Russian territory. They said, quote, "One day we will return to stay." The people of Guam today batten down for what could be the most powerful storm to hit the U.S. territory in decades. Forecasters said Super Typhoon Mawar intensified as it headed for a possible direct hit from the southeast. Palm trees swayed in the rising winds hours before the storm's expected landfall. In a recorded message, the governor warned that only buildings made of concrete will be safe.
Mawar is bordering a Category 4 typhoon with winds up to 150 miles per hour. Please take action now and evacuate in anticipation of strengthening winds and the likelihood of flooding. We must act now to ensure the protection of our people and your safety.
Here in Washington, President Biden approved an emergency declaration to mobilize federal aid and recovery operations once the storm passes. U.S. Park Police have arrested a man who crashed his rental truck near the White House last night. Officials say it may have been intentional. The 19-year-old from Missouri faces multiple charges, including threatening the president. Amateur video showed the truck driving into a barrier at Lafayette Square in front of the White House. Investigators said they found a Nazi flag inside the vehicle. And on Wall Street, stocks gave ground as the debt ceiling talks in Washington showed no clear progress. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 231 points to close at 33,055. The NASDAQ fell 160 points, 1.25%. The S&P 500 was also down more than 1%. Still to come on the NewsHour, an on-the-ground look at the human toll from the battle for Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. The Los Angeles Dodgers re-invite a satirical LGBTQ group to Pride Night after widespread backlash. A tenuous ceasefire in Sudan offers some needed relief. And a boundary-pushing artist discusses her new installation.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.